Right, comrades, welcome to the second session of the Saturday. This afternoon, Jacqueline and Chadike will be discussing the SPGB objects and principles, the relationship to the political and non-political working class and to Earth itself. Classes which are not conscious of themselves as classes cannot act effectively to make their own history. This is the difference between what Marx called a class in itself and a class for itself. Jacqueline will discuss how revolutionary socialist understanding can shape relations between people. Jacqueline.
Thank you very much for that. Right. This is not going to be the talk as advertised. I'll just tell you this now, but it will be a talk. Dealing with the SPGB, the Socialist Party of Great Britain, that object and declaration of principles. The reason I've chosen to do this talk, for clarification for myself, I want to know what sort of organisation have I joined? What sort of organisation has accepted me as a member? That's my reason for it. I'm sorry I chose this talk because the amount of conflict, this and that and turn knows what, to keep the basis of the Socialist Party, the SPGB, companion parties, part of the World Socialist Movement, together from then, 1904, and obviously a little bit before, right up to now. Comrades, it's nice to see you. Friends, visitors, one love. I hope you enjoy. Now, from the start, the object, the SPGB, Socialist Party of Great Britain, object and declaration of principles, the object is the aim of the SPGB, what we want, where we are going. The principles are the steps of getting there. I have no problem with them. Now I'm going to speak the truth. When I came to the party, I looked at them. But I'd already heard a world without money. I've read in socialist standards since my time as a student at the party. I've read in the standards. This is a negative view to talk of a world without money. I understand that now. It's a negative view, but it's what I heard and what brought me and kept me amongst this party. Getting rid of money, you're getting rid of poverty. They all say they're doing it. The charities have been doing it, some of them just as long as the Socialist Party, the SPGB. They have been telling us they are going to get rid of child poverty. For nearly 300 years, we have been hearing this. There is no one sitting in this room who has not put money in an envelope or sent off your credit card or done your little bit as a human being. But we're socialists. We're not going to keep running around to the charities while they perpetuate this nonsense that's going on. And I agree with that as well. It's not a cruelty, it's a kindness. I detest them. They are an abomination in the 21st century. And there's not a comrade here who doesn't know that. Right. The SPGB, object and declarations of principles. You've got a hostility clause. One love, my favourite clause. I noticed above, and I never noticed this till I did the research for this talk, which has been 6 months, and I still haven't brought my notes down with me, that above the hostility clause, it's got opposition, not hostility, it's got opposition to all other parties. Now, there's a little story that I came across. When those marvellous men who came out of those stupid leader parties where you've got to read their books and the working class don't have the sense to free themselves from nonsense. The arrogance of the lefties then. I am very cross at what I've heard. But the story is that those members had one motion, I think they used the word, to put forward about when they drew up this new set of principles and aim, not wanting to go down that stinking, fetid road of reformism. And it was the hostility principle. They wanted to use the word opposition. It was voted down. We are hostile to all other parties. If you're not looking to get rid of capitalism, get rid of the labour market, get rid of the wages system, then you are a friend of capitalism. We are no friend of yours. Now, this tells me I can say that. It tells me perfectly okay to be like that. However, I'm aware there are people out there who are not members of the party, companion parties, or part of what we know as the World Socialist Movement, very aware of it, who are just as feminine, just as pained and all the rest and all the emotions that all of us have felt about capitalism when we actually know what it's about. Now, the Socialist Party is a political party, the oldest socialist party, in fact, the only socialist party. The only socialist party, never mind in Britain, I don't do parochial, neither do socialists. We are international, global, all around the world. We are the only ones who say, not that we're going to get rid of it, but we can tell you how it can be got rid of. We make it plain and simple. Pamphlets. You want to cry to me about the environment? Cry. It's not going to change it. You want to come and do something? Join us. Come and give us your expertise about fracking, about climate change, about global warming. Come and tell us those things if you are so damn clever. You lefties with all your talk and all the rest of them. The working class are here. Karl Marx saw them. He called them the revolutionary class. I heard him. Call them proletariats. We've been called everything. You used to call us vermin in the 19th century, that we should be exterminated with our poverty. Well, we're here now, and we're not the only ones, but we are the only socialists with one aim, no wavering, no dithering, no prattling about, or as Comrade Stair would say, tinkering with capitalism. None of that. Now, what's that got to do with relationships? Socialism is the plausible, practical, and I will explain what I mean by socialism and what the party means by socialism, which is one and the same. It's the most practical way for thinking human beings to organise our lives, to protect the earth we live on. No earth, we are all dead. They're crying about, there are millions of charities out there for dogs, for birds, for camels, for this, for that, for children, for adults, for vulnerables, for this, all these divisions that we have, that we've put again. I'm a gardener. Don't come and tell me about the environment. I can tell you about worms. I can tell you about beneficial bacteria. I can tell you about the stratas of the earth. I can tell you about the different types of soil, what will grow, what won't grow. I can give you all of that, but that won't get us socialism. But it's fun for me, and I'll have plenty of gardening when we have it. The point is, for me here, and coming here on those few words, a world without money, the negative view, fully understand it, but a lot of us hear that. You know, we don't understand this common control and democratic control of the world's resources. It's not how we speak out there. It sounds stilted, sounds a bit, you know, academic, etc., etc., etc. Yes, you can come in and learn about it if you want, but why not put your own spin on it? As Marx said, they have only interpreted the world in various ways. The point is to change it. And this party is about getting out the message, letting you, give you what we can. You know, we give you all we can, and yet we give you nothing. We're not offering you anything. We don't want your votes. We don't want you to join us. We don't want you around us unless you yourself want to get rid of capitalism and understand and want socialism. Socialism, what is this lovely thing you keep talking about? Well, this is where we have a relationship, a human relationship, where we can talk with one another, where we're not frightened if we see disability. I watched a child on a bus yesterday and there was someone in a wheelchair who had been through the mill. It looked like the 19th century I was looking at, someone coming out of the factory. He was so twisted, bent and facially disfigured. And he grabbed this child's hand. And I was watching the child's face because I know I wouldn't have liked that. This is capitalism. You can't, you know, we have our isms and schisms and all the rest of it, but it's how I am. And yet the child stood there holding his hand And he'd done his best and everything else, but you could see it wasn't his favourite day, to be honest. And I thought, you know, all the pain you see out here is so unnecessary. If an American dies in America, the news, we have to be sitting there empathising and sympathising. I'm sitting there listening to the radio saying, but you're bombing and massacring other people's children. You're talking about you want families here, but you're killing mothers and fathers, other countries, with your taxes that you keep worrying about. I've never known the working class fill their head with this tax nonsense. You know? Taxes are a problem for the capitalist class, not our problem. But as socialists, it's a social fact, we look at it. We look at this nonsense, the vulgar economics, with their statistics about telling us how many people will die because they cannot afford to put on heating in winter. People who have already had the surplus value drained from their own selves and being told, no, you're not going to get. You're a scrounger. You're a this. We're sick of hearing this nonsense. We've heard it all before. This talk is about the abolition of poverty, because this is the only party that is saying that. You're saying you're going to get rid of poverty. This is my interpretation of your object and declaration of principles, which I have no problem with. This has kept us together. This has kept the companion parties with us. We know where we're going. We know where we've been, and we're not going back there. We're not going back to any of this nonsense. We can have a life that's worth living. We can have a life that we deserve. We can have a life that I personally am going to have. And I will have it. As you all should have it. And won't stop till I've got it. So I thank all comrades, past and present, all who've put their time in. Now Marx, he gives you all that Marxist. All that stuff. It's not my favourite, I will be honest. But we are a Marxist party. So there are members, comrades, who know their Marx. Marx knew his Marx. Engels knew his Marx. As did Morris. Three socialists. Now, as the basis of our organisation. Ah, yes, it's also an historical document. Bit of archaic language, but like I said, I've got no problem with it. It has one aim. Ah, the principles, the means of getting there, the eight principles, or seven, and join us. Socialism is a real and practical alternative to what's gone before. Relationships, how we deal with each other, are key to the one world socialist community that SBGB, WSM are working for. An association in which the free development of each is the condition for the free development of all. Socialism is the only way to end war. Well, we all know that who are members of the party, visitors, and those of you who have been around us a while. We all know that there is only one way to end war, and that is to abolish this nonsense, this capitalist stinking fetish system that is of no help to the working class whatsoever, but throws up a million trillion diversions, 100 different things. We have, what is the relationship in the workplace, as was spoken earlier from Mike? Where are we at work? It's not enough that you're in hierarchy, stratas, and all this nonsense. If you're a woman, it can be a problem. If you're a man, it can be a problem. If you're a young person, it can be a problem. If you're an old person, it can be a problem. Irrespective of all this nonsense, all these spurious differences we're getting rid of in there. Then, of course, you might have come from another country. No one gives a damn that you've left your children. I listen to the radio most evenings, the phone-in programme, the LBC thing. And I'm shocked, though I understand why they're saying it, because I'm amongst socialists. I'm part of this party. We talk, we understand, we analyse these things. What is going on with people and ourselves? I'm shocked when I hear them. Oh, these immigrants coming over here, doing all the jobs and all of this and all of that. You know, we shouldn't be paying our taxes. We shouldn't be paying them this and that. These people who have come millions of miles and left their family somewhere in the 21st century to come and do a shit job that no one in this country would do if it was given to them. Never mind anything else. That sort of nonsense you've got to listen to day in, day out. I went to sit with a couple of friends the other evening over a glass of wine and a little smoke. And I'm sitting there, not uncomfortable, because I know I'm going to hear shit. I know that crap's going to happen. And I've got a way now of dealing with it, because you're not a religion. And it's so nice. There's no mumbo jumbo. There's no silly nonsense or funny handshakes. It's all very clear, straightforward. And we just have to try and hope that people hear and take on what we're trying to say, the little that we know. But it will get rid of this system and give us a life worth living. They're sitting there discussing how people come to this country. These are workers, members of the working class. Now, I know that because I'm a member of this party. Never used to look at people like that before. I looked on them how the talks have gone this morning. You know, we don't even see them, etc. Or they're the enemy or the boss or the this or the that and all the rest of it. But when you sit there and you know that they're talking of another member of the working class, it's different. And you can say something to them because you have the knowledge. I mean, I read the monthly journal of the Socialist Party of Great Britain, the SPGB. I read it. And what a damn good read that is. The alternative to the capitalist media, not a lie. It tells you exactly what you want to know and a bit more. Yeah. Very few people have ever heard of it. Very few people have ever heard of the Socialist Party. And yet when you go out giving leaflets, oh, I've heard about socialism. Oh, I'm a socialist. Are you? What sort of socialism? It depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes you just get short-tempered. Other times they will tell you how Chavez. Well, the Socialist Standard did a lovely one on Chavez. He was on the front cover and it spelt it out. He was doing his deals with the capitalists. Yes, they got some health, as they should have done, etc., etc., etc. That is not socialism. That is to help the capitalists, as was said earlier in talks and last night. It benefits the capitalist system, as do we who do voluntary work, God damn us. No religious connotations. But it's a human need to do things without money. It's a human need if you see someone. I was talking earlier, and I'm going to embarrass him now. Because I watch, I see, I use all my senses, as we all do. Went to a Manchester branch meeting. Snow everywhere. Freezing cold with Edward Craggs from Leeds, York. His branch is in Manchester. So I've gone up to his and gone to this branch in Manchester. There's a man huddled in the snow. I didn't know if he was drunk or ill, but I'm not a carer. I don't want to sound horrible, but I don't have it. I don't have it to give you. So I can't do it, if you know what I mean. And I don't like drunks, particularly if they're not amicable or friendly. Dave Bamber, he's there now, caring for this person. I'm watching while trying to get my pint, while the other one, Edward Craggs, he's trying to assist while another woman's run out of the pub. And this went on throughout the branch meeting. The caring that was going on, talking to someone who was vulnerable. Could have been your dad, could have been your brother, your friend. We didn't know him, he didn't know him. But that's the socialist way, the way I see it. Yes, other people out there have these ways. I'm aware of that. But when you see it amongst socialists, you can see how this world is possible, how it's going to happen. We don't all have the same, we don't bring the same things together. But we are unified on this basis. It keeps us together. Not as a holy script. I mean, I couldn't even tell you the order these are in. To be honest. And I think maybe for many or some comrades, the same thing. But we have that as our unifying basis. And that's what's kept us together.
Jacqueline, you're in whatever order they you say they are.
Thank you very much. But to comrades, it can be a bit, we're trying to, the point is to try and make talks a bit different but understandable. Now, the most important thing for me in this party and not just for me, but for in propaganda work, especially in putting out our message, there is one thing that I really find very, very important when I can find it, which it should be here. Well, the most important thing really is to undermine capitalist thinking. And this party's got a way of doing it. And I'll emphasise that with this leaflet. When I saw this leaflet, I recoiled, literally. I've seen, even when I saw the name Socialist Party of Great Britain, I never write it with a capital G. I have to put it a small g because, you know, connotations and everything else from where I'm coming from, which have all been explained from good comrades and everything else, but I still have them, these sort of things. But this just reminded me of the skinheads and the boot boys and all the violence and the nastiness. And I phoned up Stair and I had a word with him, Comrade Stair in Norwich branch. And I said to him, you know, what is that? I can't give that out to people in Brixton and round the area, you know, where I am, you know, not very nice. Mind you, I couldn't now, it's changed. And he said, told me about situationist art, you know, throw it back at them, turn it back at them and all the rest of it. And I like that sort of an attitude. But what I want to say on that, I no longer fear anything like that. I mean, it's not what I thought it was, but it can be frightening to some until you read what it says and what we're about, etc., etc. Now, it's the having goes, and it's how you do it, of course. You know, we don't want lecturing, hectoring and this and that and turn those what. We just want a nice conversation where someone can necessarily think, well, you've got a point. You've said something. Or that person, yeah, I can understand that. And go and have a think about it. That's all we really offer anyone that we come into contact with. We offer you the knowledge of getting out of capitalism, the knowledge of bringing forth to fruition as a class, as human beings, a way of life that we deserve. Never mind the grandchildren. I want, you know, all this talk about you hear them, these leaders, as they're bombing and massacring all over the world. While we're sitting here, we know what's going on. We don't have to keep repeating it. We know capitalism's horrible. And we don't live off of that or thrive off of it. The amount of CEOs, the amount of think tanks living off of poverty, you should be ashamed of themselves. They really should. I am going to finish the talk there. I think I've said enough. I haven't really given you the talk I've said, but I would like some discussion from the audience and go from there, if you don't mind. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks very much, Jacqueline, for that.